Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Joining us here on the SDCCU Fan Hotline, Jim Cowles, MLB Pipeline. Jim, thanks for joining us today. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you guys doing?
We're doing well. Padres make at least a big decision here in San Diego, deciding to bring up Luis Patino and adding him to the roster. A little bit of a surprise because, you know, all along we've been hearing Mackenzie Gore's name as being, you know, the number five prospect in all of baseball, and yet Patino is the guy the Padres elected to go to first.
Yeah, you know, I do wonder if part of that, you know, and I mean, Patino is obviously a very good prospect also, but I do wonder if part of that is, you know, it sounds like, I mean, I think you guys probably heard the same thing, that they plan on using Patino out of the bullpen, and, you know, maybe they need a bullpen arm right now, and, you know, they want to keep Gore on whatever path he's on to use him as a starter when he's ready. You know, I mean, they're two of the best prospects in baseball, two of the best pitching prospects. I'm hard-pressed to think of a better lefty-righty duo. You know, Patino could probably light up the radar gun a little bit more than Mackenzie Gore. I think Gore's a little bit more polished. I mean, I do think they're both starters, but I do wonder, and I haven't seen anybody address this, if the reason you call up Patino is because you wanted a bullpen arm for right now, and if they do need a fifth starter, you know, when that arises, then they'll go to Mackenzie Gore perhaps.
You would think also this is a little bit of a, I don't know if it's a wake-up call, but at least an alert to Joey Lucchese, who struggled a little bit in his first couple of starts, that, you know, we got some other guys here. I'm sure Joey was well aware of that, but now that Luis Patino's been brought up, you said bullpen, but I could see them going to him, you know, kind of an early relief appearance if need be. Does he fit that bill?
Yeah, I mean, it's so, I mean, there's so many things weird about this year. It's not, we don't know how they've been using him at alternative camp. You know, has he been pitching, you know, like, you know, shorter stints more often? Have they been, you know, has he been on a starter schedule trying to replicate a starter's workload? I don't know any of that. I mean, normally we'd be able to look at minor league stats and say, oh, here's how he was doing in AAA. This looks like, you know, this will make some sense. Yeah, I mean, I would think, I mean, you know, depending on how they've been using him, I mean, he's certainly equipped to go multiple innings. You know, I mean, this year, I mean, besides the pandemic, I think one thing, when we thought about health, I mean, we're obviously all thinking about the virus, but, like, one thing we've seen across baseball, and I don't think it's so much affected the Padres quite yet, is that it's taken a large toll on pitchers. You know, we've had a lot of pitching injuries. You know, we saw the news today that, yes, the rosters will go down to 28 men this weekend, but they're going to stay there, including through the playoffs, and I think that's a move to try to help teams keep pitchers healthy and spread the workload among more people. Because I'm looking at it, I mean, I think the Padres have used, 16 different pitchers this year now? Or something like that, and they've stayed healthy. But, yeah, it's such a weird year. You can't look at things like you normally do. I mean, I think just about everything's in play.
You know, you mentioned, Jim, you mentioned the fact that they're going to keep it at 28. When did that come out? Is that new news right there? I haven't heard that yet.
Yeah, I think that came out today. I think Ken Rosenthal tweeted that because it was originally going to go
to 26 from 28, right?
Well, yeah, 30 to 28 after 2 weeks and 26 after 2 weeks for the rest of the year. And there was talk that they might keep it at 30, you know, because of the wear and tear on pitchers. And they didn't agree to that, but they have agreed. You know, again, I don't think there's been an official release I've seen, but Ken Rosenthal's word, I will take Ken Rosenthal's word when he reports something. And he reported to 28, including through the playoffs. which is going to be really interesting, you know, assuming we get to the playoffs with all the extra off days built into the schedule. I mean, that gives you a lot of flexibility to do things in the postseason.
Well, that certainly is a gift to baseball, and it kind of speaks to what I think, anecdotally, at least it looks like, that you have seen quite a few pitcher injuries. So they're looking to protect it. Let me ask you this about Patino. You mentioned him lighting up the gun. What else can fans expect to see for him besides the fastball?
Yeah, I mean, he's not just one of these guys who rears back and throw hard. I mean, he's really athletic, so he repeats his delivery well. He throws a lot of strikes. He's, you know, got natural life to his fastball. His slider, he can miss bats with the slider, too. You can't sit on the fastball. He can run that to the upper 80s. He'll flash a solid changeup. He can mix in a curve that's, you know, really his fourth pitch right now, but I mean, it's a hard curveball. It's in the low 80s. I mean, he's got four pitches. He's not fully formed yet. He's only 20 years old. But I mean, this is a guy who's come a long way. He was, you know, signed when they were signing, spending, you know, tens of millions of dollars signing international guys back in 2016. He was kind of overlooked. You know, he was a smaller, undersized kid, and he just keeps getting better and better. And, I mean, I know you guys know this, but, I mean, just his relationship with Mackenzie Gore is kind of fun, too. You know, I talked to them, you know, it was 2 years ago in spring training, but they kind of push each other. They show each other how they, you know, throw different pitches. They've been on the same team a lot, so they give each other feedback. And, you know, Patino will tell you that Gore helps him a lot with his English, and Gore will tell you that Patino helps him with his Spanish. And I think it's going to be kind of a neat friendly rivalry. You know, again, it's not too far off in the future. We're going to see the front of the rotation in whatever order is going to be, you know, Gore, Patino, Chris Paddock, Dinelson, LeMay. That's a pretty exciting rotation.
Yeah, it sounds pretty good. Jim Callis, MLB Pipeline, is our guest here. Jim, you mentioned it's kind of difficult to follow these players in the taxi squad. How much does anybody know about what they're doing, just in general? Like, what would Mackenzie Gore be doing? Are they playing inter squad games? Are they just pitching on the side? Do we know? I mean, I did want to ask you, how's Mackenzie Gore coming along? But, I mean, I understand you're really not going to know the answer to that.
Yeah, I don't. I mean, I haven't talked to the Padres, you know, recently, but, I mean, I think different teams are doing different things. I mean, you kind of have two purposes with these camps. You know, one is, you know, with 16 teams making the playoffs, you know, a lot of teams think they have a shot at the playoffs, is keeping guys ready so that if you need them, they're ready to go. I mean, it's not like, hey, you know, our three pitchers go down, we just have these guys sitting around chewing gum over at the alternative camp. I mean, you've got to kind of keep, I would assume your starters are probably pitching every fifth day, and your relievers, you know, you have them on a set schedule, and your hitters are, I would assume, taking some live at-bats against these guys to, you know, keep them prepared and keep the pitcher sharp. But then you also have, prospects too, you know, I guess what I'm trying to say, who aren't going to be up. You know, like the Padres had their first round pick, Robert Hassel's at their alternative camp. Well, he's not going to be in the big leagues, but you're trying to give development opportunities to, you know, some of your best young prospects, because the alternative is you don't get to do anything at all in 2020, at least not at this point. You know, maybe we'll have a Arizona Fall League or something. We don't even know that yet. But yeah, it's just very weird. I mean, if, like I said, if we had a normal season, you know, you could look and see how these guys were doing in AAA or AA, or when they pitched last, or, you know, if they're trending up or down, and there's just none of that this year.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Definitely a weird year in 2020, especially as it pertains to a lot of the prospects going around. Jim, certainly appreciate your time. Thanks for coming on and filling us in on what we're going to see from Luis Patino.
Yeah, enjoy him. He was great at the Futures game last year. He's a lot of fun. I think you guys will really enjoy watching him.
No doubt about it. Thanks again, Jim.
Okay, take care. Stay safe.
Jim Callis, MLB Pipeline on the SDCCU fan hotline. San Diego County Credit Union has low mortgage loan rates, equal housing opportunity. For details, call 877-SDCCU4U or to apply online, visit sdccu.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.